Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
Your name by what?
Your zip code.
97320.
Thank you. Was that 97320?
That's correct.
And could I have your first and last name?
Robert Dillon.
Thank you. And may I ask, what are you calling about?
Yes, I'm the card holder on this account, but it's not my account. This is a fraudulent charge of $69.92. I've never heard of this company before.
Okay, well, we're a third-party calling center, so we handle customer service for multiple companies. I will have to locate an account to see which company has charged you and what for.
Well, it's either let's do that or I'm going to have to call my bank and get them on it. Can you tell me one of the names that, or can you tell me who you represent, the third?
Well, we do customer service for over 40 companies, but our company is called Call Solutions.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to locate an account, but I don't see your name listed under the zip code of 97320. Just one moment. Okay, I do see an account from the number you called in from, but it's under the zip code of 93720.
Okay, well, that's incorrect. But can you tell me who this account is with?
Yes, sir, one moment. Now, the address that we have listed is 2254 East Rivera Road in Fresno, California, 93720. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, that's my address. See, it might
okay,
be
so the charges
there,
are to a... Yes, sir. So the charge for the $69.92 is for a membership to an online store. It's called the Discount Shopping Store. The membership was initially created along with the contest entry for an iPad Pro. Does any of that sound familiar?
No, ma'am. It sure does not.
Okay. Well, since you do not recall creating this account, I can have it canceled, and I will have to transfer you over to my department.
Okay, let's do that, because I want my money back, or I'm going to have to call my bank.
Okay, please don't lie for the fraud department.
Certainly.